Amazon and SpaceX were in court today in a bid to get the National Labor Relations Board declared unconstitutional. Their lawsuits are among more than two dozen that seek to upend the federal agency that protects workers' rights to organize and collectively bargain. NPR's Andrea Hsu joins us now. Hi there.
Hi.
Andrea, if you could just start by telling us what this agency is and why it is under attack.
Yeah, well, under President Biden, the National Labor Relations Board has taken an especially assertive and some say aggressive approach to enforcing the National Labor Relations Act. That's the law that gives workers in the private sector the right to take collective action to improve their wages and working conditions, free from coercion or retaliation. Now, over the past several years, we have seen a surge in union elections. We've seen a surge in the number of charges against companies who've tried to stop or slow those efforts. And Juana, we've seen the NLRB order companies to bargain with newly formed unions to reinstate fired workers and give them back pay and more. And now Michael Lotito, who represents employers at the law firm Littler, says many companies feel the labor board has gone too far.
You know, you, the board, push me so hard, so unreasonably, at some point you are going to get pushback. And that pushback is coming in these kinds of lawsuits.
Tell us about these lawsuits. What do they charge?
Yeah, essentially, they charge that the structure of the agency is unconstitutional, that it violates the separation of powers. The companies point out the NLRB prosecutes cases, decides those cases, and sets the legal standards for those cases. Now, the NLRB's general counsel, Jennifer Abruzzo, calls these lawsuits a distraction. At the National Press Club last month, she made the point that the NLRB has governed labor-management relations for almost 90 years. And she said, look, we are just trying to hold violators accountable. And she added this.
It would be chaos if the agency was not allowed to perform its functions and do it properly.
Now, Juana, in reality, even without these lawsuits, the NLRB is likely to be far less active once Donald Trump is in the White House. So things are going to change.
What are some of the changes that you expect President-elect Trump to bring when he's in the White House?
Well, for starters, he is expected to fire Jennifer Abruzzo, maybe even on day one, which would be a setback for workers and a relief to companies. You know, she has kept really busy, actively trying to remove barriers to unionizing. And let me just give you one example of that. So one way that companies try to stop workers from unionizing is by holding so-called captive audience meetings. These are mandatory meetings during which managers or paid consultants try to convince workers that, you know, unions are a bad idea. Well, back in 2022, Abruzzo issued a memo saying, hey, these meetings are coercive and should be illegal under labor law. She urged the NLRB board members to outlaw them. And just last week, the board did just that. So now companies are really upset about this. And we can expect this and much else that the board has done under Biden to be overturned sometime in the next 4 years.
Before we let you go, who might be Trump's pick for general counsel?
Well, probably someone far friendlier to corporate interests. In Trump's first term, the job went to a lawyer named Peter Robb. He had served as President Reagan's lead counsel during the air traffic controller strike in the 80s. Of course, we know how that ended. Reagan fired some 11,000 air traffic controllers. That sent a chill through workers across the country and became a turning point for unions. Now, President Biden actually fired Robb on Inauguration Day in 2021, but someone like him could very well get the job.
That's NPR's Andrea Hsu. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.